Welcome, welcome, welcome to another hot topic and segment of Hot Tea with Coco. Yes, I've been gone, and I've been promising you full week-to-week episodes, and I am on it now. So, you know, the internet don't stop because I don't be coming on. So, let's get to it. Tragedy has hit last week. Travis Scott Astroworld Festival. Attendees of concert goers of 50,000 people attended this concert, and 8 has been said that has passed away, and a lot of people has been injured. Maybe a stampede. I'm not sure what started the stampede, or if it just was a lot of people out there that got hurt. It was a lot of folks out there getting hurt. Travis did try to stop the concert and keep, I guess he seen one person pass out, and he stopped and to see and let him know that this person has been passed out. But my thing is that why is everybody crowded so tight knit to where you guys are pushing each other for a song? It is just not that deep. I do want to come to Travis Scott to his defense, because people, if you have not known, this has been going on from the beginning of time of people falling out at concerts, passing out, and the performer, because they are so happy, they are so overjoyed that they are there, their adrenaline is pumping, they are excited to see this their artist in concert, and that they're there. Let's take let's go back. Michael Jackson, we have seen him on numerous videos that they played live. Man in the Mirror, them people were screaming, hollering, especially overseas. I seen a video where they was just hauling one lady all over the crowd. She had passed out. They were crying. They were very emotional. This goes on in concert. So I understand people have passed away, and we do want to give our deepest condolences because of these people has lost their lives there. This was their last concert to go to. And unfortunately, it got out of control. As of right now, I did hear that AG and Travis Scott have a lot of lawsuits. About over 50 lawsuits has been filed against Travis Scott. But what does that do for Travis Scott? Let's look. Okay, so he did offer everybody's funeral. He's paying for everyone of the 8 people that passed away funeral. He's giving back the money of the concert tickets. And it's just, you know, it's not enough to what you can do, but he has felt that heaviness and that burden is on him. So with that being said, we do hope Travis can recover. We still love you as a hip hop artist. And I don't understand why everybody is out here and it's still a pandemic. I know someone on top of that caught COVID, because there was no COVID restrictions going on. If you out here with 50,000 people, and that happened in Houston, Texas. And I heard that governor, he's been fighting the mandate for a very long time, since last year. He didn't want his people with any masks. So, on top of that, people has passed away. Moving on to another hip hop news and in our black community, Henry Ruggs from the Raiders. Oh my goodness, this topic right here, it just really hit home, because he just got drafted. So Henry Rush from the Raiders was driving under the influence, and his alcohol level was about 1.16 or even higher of the alcohol blood content that you can have in your system. He ended up in a fiery crash, and unfortunately he hit a young lady and killed her on impact. Tina Tenter, 23, of Las Vegas, Nevada, and her dog Max died. The funeral, I think it was today or next Thursday, that we did. I didn't get to fully get that going if it was today, but I'm thinking it is today. And so we do want to give our condolences to the family of Tina. Now, if that was anybody else, they did give him house arrest, very strict house arrest, because he's a celebrity, you know. You know, you one of us everyday mojo people, we're going to do that time in here. We don't get no hundred, and his bail was set for $150,000. Wow. Not no million, but $150,000. And that's really nothing. And so that's what it costs for just to, you know, kill someone at your own hands by vehicle. And his girlfriend was in the car as well, trying to show out in front of this girl. And you were going 127 miles per hour at 3 o'clock in the morning under the influence. You make too much money to be driving. Or you could have had an Uber. I'm just not understanding why are you going that fast on Las Vegas streets. But that just hit the toll and make Las Vegas insurances go up higher, because their insurance is very, very high because of all the drunk drivers here. They don't have checkpoints. You can drink, leave out the casino and be drunk as hell, come out and bash and crash somebody, knowing you don't need to be behind the wheel. You done lost all your money at the casino. You drunk, you upset, and here you done caught yourself in a whole case. So people, just look out for yourselves out here in these streets. Also on the news, Stevie J filed for divorce with Faith Evans in Los Angeles County Court yesterday. I'm just very shocked at this, because Stevie J, I didn't think he was going to be the one that was filing for divorce. I was thinking it was going to be Faith filing for him, because he a player, you know. But it's the other way around, child. It's Faith the one that's quote unquote allegedly is the one cheating. And they said Jocelyn has been the one that kind of been saying it to Stevie since April. I don't know if it was this year or last year. But Jocelyn, you got you a man. You got you a good, handsome man. That producer of Ballistic or Boston, I don't know how you pronounce it. But he keeps you tame, girl. So big shout out to Jocelyn Hernandez and her new song, Party Like It's Your Birthday. That's a hit, girl. So I'm glad you really made something that you can bounce to. Joe Budden. I don't know if this was an official coming out the closet, but on his podcast with this cult podcast host, I heard the clip. He said, "I like girls and God." He hasn't recanted on today's statement. He is going with it and been saying it again and again. So it's out. It's out there. Joe Budden is now, we know it's his sexuality is bisexual. And what I done heard, Funky Dineva was like, big shout out to Funky Dineva, was like, "We don't want you in the LGBT community because your package is somewhat, they saying, small." I didn't see all that, but from what I'm hearing, Funky Dineva, like, we don't even need you over here or whatnot. So you better go back to them Latinas you've been dealing with, and maybe they can help you, help your manhood, feel like you're stronger in that area. Okay, so you know, big ups to Joe Budden coming out. That's a real, real brave move to come out after all these years and in the hip hop community. Because clearly, I had not a clue. He come off a little arrogant, but I'm glad you're speaking your truth. He said his game and his client, you know, his dating. He don't feel bad. He felt like he got more to deal with. He got more options out there. So hey, more to you. So fellas, he is ready and he's good to go. Okay. Ashanti was honored at the Lady of Soul Awards. And I'm happy for Ashanti because Ashanti is back, you know, she has been under the radar a little bit. But she's back being relevant, tweeting all over the place. I mean, getting viral. She did the verses with Keisha Cole. She did real good. Keisha, and you my girl. I didn't really feel the verses with you. I don't know if you felt, I don't know what was going on that day. But it was not a little bit on point. But Keisha, you know I'm not coming for you. You've been going through a lot. So at the end of the day, I didn't want you to be looking like you wasn't on top of your A game at the end of the day. Also, Mary J. Blige celebrated and performed as a guest honoree at the 100th anniversary of Chanel 5. I just love me some Mary J. Blige. Mary, you keep on winning. You keep on doing you. You have been the ultimate representation of Black excellence. You have strived to get to the top. You work hard. You didn't want your reputation to be tainted. Even when your ex-husband tried to do you in, at the end of the day, you know, God, when evil lurks and try to be out here in evil, God will get the glory from that at the end of the day, right? So I got a little church up in here, honey. Amen. So, yeah, Mary, hip-hop community loves you. She was the first hip-hop and R&B artist. Diddy brought her to the table, and she has not failed us yet. And you, girl, you empower, honey. You are a good actress. You are a good actress. So I love you, Mary J. Blige. Also, who is trending at this time is Boosie. He tweeted Lil Nas X. He was just saying, basically, you don't stop. You just won't quit. So, you know, Boosie, what I'm going to tell you right now, fella, is stop following him. Stop seeing what he's doing. If he's trending, he is trending. Lil Nas X got to get his money. He got to get his bread. You know, he got to do what he got to do to get where he got to go. So, Lil Boosie, I wouldn't even pay too much attention to that. They got Lil Nas X now as the number one influencer of 2021. I mean, he didn't influence me, but maybe the young crowd, you know. So, big ups to Lil Nas X and what he got going on. You know, I don't feel no shame, no tea, no shade. Cat Williams, he performed at KFC Yum Center in Louisville, Kentucky. He also had an attendee that passed out, but he stopped the whole show. And did not continue this show until medics arrived. He said, this will not, and I repeat, not be another Astroworld. This will not be on my conscience as soon as when I leave here. And Cat Williams has been in too much trouble because people been coming for Cat. And I love me some Cat Williams. He is so funny to me. And y'all tried to dwindle his career, but you can't keep a strong man down. He's a comic, he's a comedian, he's funny. You know, Cat has you laughing, and he been making us laugh ever since Ice Cube Friday, Money Mike. So big ups to Cat Williams, and he said he was not finna continue that show until medics arrived. So when medics arrived, they wanted to make sure they was fine. Got escorted out there and got some attention. And they stopped that show, and then he continued. And so that's how Astroworld kind of got, you know, celebrities now to where we're not going to, you know, we can't continue this if people is falling all out and not feeling good. Okay? So we don't, they can't be to blame, you know, of people's sicknesses. All you did was buy that ticket and get there, you know. But unfortunately, some things happen while you're out and about. So I'm hoping the unidentified person feels better. Okay, they said nothing happened to him, but you know, nothing too emergency, right? Okay, I couldn't get it out, but you guys know what I'm talking about. And yeah, last but not least, on this hot topic, this tea has been going. Pleasure P from Pretty Ricky's son. He's 17 years old, is on the run for murder in Miami. They are saying he is extremely armed and dangerous. So Marcus Ramon Cooper Jr. shot and killed Tyrone Artis. I don't know what happened. They said that they had an argument in the car, right? And whatever happened in the car, something happened in the car to where he told him to get out on the freeway and shot him several times, and from there it went on. So Pleasure P was on Instagram Live and was like, why would my 17 year old be hanging out with a 24 year old? How he ends up killing somebody, and he's innocent until proven guilty, and y'all not finna come for his son. So is it wrong, folks, for a parent to take up for their son, their child, as heavy as he did, you know? And of course, that's going to be heavy on Pressure P, because now the scrutiny is like, hey, what kind of kids you got? What kind of kids you got growing up? And that's what I'm saying, people, y'all got to be vigilant out here. Y'all have to be vigilant out here. Y'all so caught up. Everybody's so caught up in social media and everything going on around them, where people don't even, you know, take time out and be in their own domain and love who they are and love on their families. Everybody's so busy out here trying to chase the bread, chase the cheddar, and really don't have quality time. You know, it's all in moderation. Take care of yourself out here, people. You know, if you that upset, you got to pull the trigger on somebody. That's, and you got a gun on you. That's just bad business, you know what I mean? So I hope it goes well. So 50, you know, he comes with the juice. I mean, his ideas is flowing, right? So now 50 Cent is turning Snoop Dogg's murder case, because you remember back in the 90s, he had made an album, Murder Was the Case, that they gave him, and he was under scrutiny for, you know, that murder that happened with his bodyguard. And so 50 want to make that a series. So that's another thing, because 50 said in his tweet, he said, I'm afraid this is going to be a problem for everything on TV. A moment in time, Murder Was the Case, when the dream you have been wishing for feels like a nightmare. You think you know, but you have no idea. At Snoop Dogg, story is crazy. Boom, green light, gang, I don't miss. So Snoop Dogg, along with his bodyguard, were arrested for the first degree murder charges in connection in the, it was in August in 1993, the death of Philip Walter Merriam in Los Angeles. They were ultimately acquitted on all charges in the death of the rival gang member due to self-defense claims and negligence of the Los Angeles Police Department. And when I tell you about the Los Angeles PD, boy, in the 90s, it was a lot of corruption going on. And that's where, if you see that movie, City of Lies, it is on Stars, and it kind of goes on the police side of the killing of Biggie Smalls and Tupac Shakur. And that right there kind of like got me a little bit, because it was a lot of this man, the guy that was the detective on the case, he just got a lot of pullback. They wouldn't let him look certain places. they wouldn't let him, you know, do, you know, interviews. It was just a lot of pullback from an officer pull. And he did die at the sheriff's station because they just wouldn't let him dig. They were doing a lot of covering up in that Rampart scandal where that whole police station got shut down. So, yeah, big ups to Snoop Dogg and the Power Creator. They have remained good friends for decades and decades. Because you remember Snoop Dogg, Dr. Dre, The Chronic, Dr. Dre bought out 50 Cent. So it's a whole Interscope connection right there. So we'll be looking out for that. We'll be looking out for the new series for Snoop Dogg Murder Was the Case. And we're going to all be tuning in just like we are tuning in right now for Black Mafia Family, which is the BMF on season one. 50 Cent, co-producer. And I got Tasha Smith on there. She's a director as well. And 50 Cent recruited Snoop Dogg to play as a pastor in that role. So Snoop, you've been doing things. And I do want to give you my condolences to your mom that passed away. Because I know you was a mama's boy at the end of the day. We love our mama, right? So I thank you guys for tuning in. To Hot Tea with Coco. I thank you guys for just continuing as being my listener. Yeah, I don't have a lot, but I have few that tune in every week. So you keep on tuning in next week, this time, this channel, and I'll see you soon. Peace.